One of the members of the management group for the World Juniors is Tim Speltz for Hockey Canada. He joins us now. Tim, how you doing, man?
Doing real good, guys. Yeah, it's been a hectic week so far, but looking forward to two more games.
Yeah, and obviously the weather a little scary out there right now in Calgary. These games and this summer showcase, you know, it's teams have started to do this more. Do you find this is a better way to get an assessment or evaluation of the players that you want?
Well, I think it works on two fronts. I think it's great for the coaches to familiarize themselves with the players. It's great for the management group to, you know, to get a feel and start the evaluation process. And I think it's excellent for the players to get familiar with the expectation and the way Hockey Canada does things. So I think it's a win on a lot of fronts, and it'll definitely help us, I think, to have our team more prepared when we get to the selection process in December.
Tim, one of the things that always comes into play in these kind of camps, you hear the word thrown around a lot, but it holds water. Chemistry, we're hearing that again, developing that chemistry, some of which already exists, some which needs to be created. How important is that in the minds of the management?
Well, I think it's very important. I think it's very important for us now. I think it's very important for the success at the tournament. So I think it's, you know, it's really important. I think we want to have, you know, make sure our guys understand that. And you know, I mentioned the expectations earlier. I think that's a big part of that. But then we also want our guys to be able to come together as a group. I mean, we know coming into this camp, we have 39 of the best players at their age in Canada. And now we've got to figure out what's going to be the best team.
Tim, being the GM of the Spokane Chiefs, when the season is on, how obviously that's your main focus. How often are you going to be involved in the conversations when it comes down to the selection process?
Well, we'll have no different than the coaching staff, obviously, of all, you know, the teams as well. And we'll have, you know, constant communication with that. There'll be evaluation of players through the Subway Series in November. There'll be two Western League games, two Ontario League games, and two Quebec League games there. And at the same time, we'll have Ryan Jankowski, the head scout for Hockey Canada, will get a chance to see all the players across the country, and I'll be involved in that process as well. You know, obviously Spokane is my number one job, but at the same time, the commitment to Hockey Canada is definitely to get everything done that needs to get done.
It is a unique way to build your team, because as a GM on your regular team, you know, you don't get to pick from the best players available, right? You kind of have to build your team. It's a different strategy for a general manager. I'm sure it's exciting, but also maybe a little bit more difficult in how you decide to choose it.
Well, I think the thing that we've done is we're going to follow the hockey model that's worked, I think, for the Olympic teams in Canada lately, and then last year's World Junior. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we're going to end up with 13 great forwards, we're going to end up with 7 great D-men, we're going to end up with 2 goaltenders. And I think when you look at it, I mean, you're exactly right. I think when major junior teams, you have to, you know, you've got some older players, you've got some younger players, some guys you're developing for the future, some guys you're developing for this year. This process is a little more specific, you know, to a tournament that's, you know, relatively short, 2 weeks, and then together we'll be, you know, the team will be together for a month altogether. But at the same time, you know, we know and we feel we can collect the best players, and that's going to give us the best opportunity to win.
Tim, you obviously do have the best players. At first glance, has there anybody that has grabbed your attention and that of the rest of the Team Canada group? Because there's a lot of big names there, and, you know, anybody stand out from that crowd?
Well, you know, I think the games so far have been excellent in that regard. I think the competition's been good. It's great not to be playing an inner squad type situation where, you know, we're playing the Russians, mm-hmm. we're playing the Czechs, two teams that are going to be at the tournament. They're doing the same thing we're doing. They're evaluating their players. But, I mean, I think when you look, the games are on TSN. We've got great crowds at Winsport. So for us, it works out very well. That we've got the intensity we need to evaluate. That said, there's a couple of players. I think night one, Mitch Marner really stood out. He had the puck a lot. He has a great passion for the game, and Mitch was excellent. And Braden Point was special in game two. And at the same time, I think all our returning players Have done a good job with this camp, leading by example, and have played well.
Yeah, Braden Point from the Moose Jaw Warriors, 5 points in that game. And you know, the returning players are a key thing. I know every year that, you know, it's a different type of pressure. And Spokane doesn't see Moose Jaw a ton in the regular season very often. Tim, is Point a guy that impresses you the more you watch him? And is it his work ethic the most impressive thing?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think he's got great work ethic. You're exactly right. I don't see him as much being in the other conference. But, you know, through camp and in the game, I mean, Braden's got special instincts. He's got special skills. He's very competitive. You know, I think, you know, he earned a spot last year. He was the 13th forward to start and then ended up, the way it worked out, he played a regular shift through the end of the tournament, was great last year. I think that experience has helped him. He's a special player. He's just one of those guys that seems to get it. He's got a knack for where the puck's going to be, and he sure knows where it's supposed to go. So he's been a pleasure.
Tim, talk a little bit about Lawson Crouse. There was a lot of debate last year, even in the scouting community, about what kind of player he might project to. What have you seen in Lawson Crouse?
Well, I had the privilege last summer to work with the U18 team with Hockey Canada that represented our country at the Ivan Hlinka tournament. And Lawson was there. He was outstanding. Not only is he a great player, he's a great leader. He's a fantastic person. So, you know, I sure felt after that tournament that Lawson would have an opportunity to play on the World Junior team last year. Mm-hmm. He got invited to the selection camp and earned a spot. But Lawson is big. He's strong. He plays the game the right way. He's very responsible. I've got a lot of respect for this player, and he's one of the returnees I referred to earlier that's giving us great leadership and leading by example. He's a special guy.
Tim Speltz joins us. He's part of the management group for Hockey Canada at the World Junior Summer Showcase and, of course, for the upcoming World Juniors, as well as the general manager of the Spokane Chiefs in the Western Hockey League. And, Tim, just the overall importance of this summer showcase, the games they play. I know some people, well, what if a player gets injured? Well, a player can get injured anywhere playing hockey. Guys get injured training sometimes. That's not really a concern, is it?
No. I mean, obviously, the injury part, I mean, you're sensitive to it. You don't want to see guys get hurt ever, but especially in the off season, we're not going to, you know, put anybody. I think, you know, we're going to be very cautious with anything that does come up as far as the injuries are concerned. But I think, you know, as I said, I think for this, get this camp together for the guys to understand what's expected from Hockey Canada's point, for us to know what we're dealing with. I think it's a big part of the program having the success that we need to have. So for me, I think it's a great tool for the program, not only for the players, but for the coaching and management as well.
And quickly, Tim, putting on your GM hat for the Chiefs, how do you like your roster heading into this season?
Well, I think we're going to be a young team. We're definitely committed to be younger this year, and I like our young group. I like us moving forward. I think this year we can be competitive. I think realistically, I don't know that we're going to contend for a championship, but I think we'll have a competitive team.
Tim, enjoy the rest of camp. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you throughout the season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the opportunity.